I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal softball coach Kelsey Enslin. We are talking after a suspended game with Iowa Falls Alden. The Bulldogs were trailing 4-2 in the middle of the third inning when the rain came through and put an end to the game. But I have to imagine that's kind of one that you would have maybe liked to see how it would have played out, you know, because of kind of a back and forth game. You know, Charlie Morton with that two-run home run. I guess before it got postponed, what were your thoughts on the game? How things were going for your team?
Yeah, like you said too, it was a back and forth game. It was pretty exciting. The top of our lineup had done really well. And we were actually at we're at the top of our lineup. Mallory's up when we start back up. So yeah, it was a very exciting game. I'm hoping, we kind of pick up where we left off. We're gonna make it up July 3rd at 11 a.m. So hoping at least as long as we can find officials. So hopefully we pick up where we left off on the offensive end.
Yeah, you bet. And so obviously with this game you're looking to snap a little bit of a losing streak, but I just do want to ask about a couple games earlier in the week. 11-0 loss to West Fork and 10-0 against St. Edmund. I guess when it comes to those couple games to start the week, what would maybe be some of the biggest lessons or biggest takeaways to be had from those kinds of games for this fairly young team?
Yeah, we were not as sharp going into those games as you have to be against ranked opponents. And last night against West Fork, the first inning really, killed us. It kind of just set us up. They got those five, I think it was five runs maybe in the first inning, but just some plays that we could have converted and kept it, within reach. And then when you start the game behind like that, it's just tough. And we talked about tonight. Going in, I said you want to jump early. You want to be on them right away. Which actually, Iowa Falls went ahead, but then we came back on it. So, I think part of it is just learning. We talk about every play matters. Every at bat you have matters. One error gives somebody else another chance to hit. So just really playing in the moment and making plays when you have a chance to make them.
Yeah, and you had mentioned, in this game here against Iowa Falls Alden, the offense was kind of heating up. I guess how can this team kind of, take tonight's game, the approaches that they had at the plate, and kind of grow from this kind of night as far as their approach at the plate? What kind of comes to mind there?
Yeah, we talked about last time we played Iowa Falls, it was a really high scoring game. I think it was like 10-8. And so just having that, we had confidence stepping in tonight and having that same confidence, we'll play Algona tomorrow night. Hopefully, the weather cooperates, but they have a really, they've put together a pretty strong season. So just having that same confidence when you step in, attacking strikes and putting the ball in play hard and making your defense make plays.
All right. Well, we talked quite a bit here this past weekend, so don't want to keep you too long here, but I just want to ask about the upcoming schedule. You mentioned the Algona game here on Thursday night, and then Clarion Goldfield Dawes, followed by Webster City next week. So conference play continues here. We're getting closer to the end, but still a lot of conference play yet to go. What are your thoughts on attacking these last few conference games, and obviously still room to grow in those standings?
Yeah, we talked about now we have conference. I mean, we have, yeah, I think four conference games. Well, counting tonight would have been four in a row. We're right in the mix. Obviously, I think St. Ed's and Clear Lake and Algona, I think actually also they're kind of all in the mix at the top. But there's a lot of games, a lot of season left to play to compete and knock some of those teams off. And we're a really young team, so we talked a lot about competing and what that looks like and what it feels like and those things. So just really pushing ourselves to grow in that. And yeah, we're just so young besides our two seniors. So just looking forward to watching the girls compete and grow and get ready to go come July 10th.
You bet. And last question for you, Algona. Just looking at their record here, 12-4 coming into your place here tomorrow night. So obviously a big challenge coming in with the Battle of the Bulldogs, I guess. But what are the thoughts on what it's going to take against a really strong Algona team?
Yeah, we're gonna definitely have to play sharp defense. We can't give them any of those bobbles or extra bases, extra at bats, and then we have to be offensive. We have to have every at bat matters, every time, every appearance. We have to limit our strikeouts and make them make plays or at least put the ball in play because that's when things are gonna happen.
Hampton Dumont Cal softball coach Kelsey Enslin, thank you so much for the time here tonight.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.